Good afternoon or evening, since it is still dark out there. But hey, we have almost another full hour of daylight, and that will continue on, provided, of course, we have no more catastrophic occurrences. Please, Mother Nature. It is 5 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And we're going to start off with some folks who are going to be at the Burn at the end of February.
Swooping down over Dublin town, it ignites, begins to excite the wings in my chest. The fluttering butterflies, they manifest. As the suitcases, they float around, around and around, like the thoughts inside of my head. What's happened at sea and what has been said to a home inside of my heart, where the warmth it tickles your soul right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean, only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. Over turbulent waters, but know that someday it will all go away, and we'll fall into open arms into the bay. We have wandered, meandered through rivers, channels and streams. We've reached a shore, but now something more, as we tackle the ocean like all gone before, to a home where the right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean, only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. Every day, every notion leads me to sail away back to my home. Needless to say, every emotion, but I'm not tickles your soul right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean, only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. Every day, every notion leads me to sail away back to my home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. As the birds swooping down over Tullamore town, it ignites, begins to excite the wings in my chest. The fluttering butterflies, they manifest.
And isn't that lovely? They're going to be starting their tour here on the 21st of February, and they will be in the Burn at the end of February, and we will be happy to give you details now in case you'd like to see them and you're in the area. And they start off in the Stone Mountain Arts Center in Brownfield, Maine, and then they're at the Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is an absolutely lovely place. And then they come over to the great state of Massachusetts. They're at Signature Sounds in Northampton, Mass., and they'll be at the Burn in Somerville on February 26th. And so treat yourself. It's right before, actually, that might possibly be Ash Wednesday. Not totally sure, but should be a wonderful show. And we'll hear one more from them and then head on to some more new music. You heard the Village of Tullamore being referenced, and the last track is, guess what? Tullamore to Boston.
Where the heather grows in the Midlands came a man named Danny Williams. He brought magic to Kings County and he bottled it right there. He brought a drink for me and a drink for you, the faithful Tullamore Jew. Many barrels he did deliver, flowed smooth as a silver river, from Killahy down the Shannon and o'er to London town. With a drink for me and a drink for you, the faithful Tullamore Jew. So take me home and brighten up the day, from Tullamore to Boston, out to California. Give every man his due. The Jew was milled and still to perfection in the book for the core of the nation, as our legendary Irish whiskey sent across to seven seas. With a drink for me and a drink for you, the faithful Tullamore Jew. So take me home and brighten up the day, from Tullamore to Boston, out to California. Give every man, give every man his due. Grown, and on this day we'll even see her smile at Fenway. Like the phoenix from the ashes, it shines bright across this land. So take me home and brighten up the day, from Tullamore to Boston and across America. With a drink
for me and a drink for you,
and a drink for me,
drink for me, and a drink,
and a drink. So take me home and brighten
as light as a feather. Common people, young and old, take strength in one another. Today's the day we shake the world.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, folks. We'll just try another track and another CD.
Pas trop terrible pour une fille de 20 ans. L'enfer ce n'était pas trop terrible pour une fille de 20 ans. Elle qui a tué son bel amant. De là, on la prend, on l'amène à la prison du président. Là où elle a eu son bel enfant. De là, on la prend, on l'amène sur l'échafaud, sur les haubans. Sur la place où on l'a mise au vent.
This message brought to you by FEMA. Home fires occur most often in winter. Keep anything that can catch fire at least 3 feet from heating equipment. And never use an oven to heat your home. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn space heaters off when you leave the room or go to bed. Make sure all vents are clear of snow and ice to allow carbon monoxide to vent outside. Have your furnace, heating system, and chimneys serviced each year by a qualified professional. Learn more at www.usfa.fema.gov.
Well, we tried to hear a second song by Nettlebone, but the player was not happy, so we're going to try another one. It's always exciting here at WMFO because you never will know when something will work. Or not. No kidding. So, here's a piece from a Yorkston Thorn and Cons new album for your delectation.
The shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassie-o. The shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassie-o. The shearing's not for you, for your back it would not bow, and your belly's overfull, my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May, when the flowers they were gay, and the lambs did sport and play, my bonnie lassie-o. Banks of air, my bonnie laddie-o. Do you mind the banks of air, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind the banks of air where you drew me in your snare and you left me in despair, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill where you swore you would me kill if you didn't get your will, my bonnie laddie-o? Yes, you may kill me dead, my bonnie laddie-o. And it's you may kill me dead, my bonnie laddie-o. And I'll not kill you dead, nor make your body bleed, nor marry you with speed, my bonnie lassie-o. The pipes do sweetly play, my bonnie lassie-o. For the pipes do sweetly play, my bonnie lassie-o. For the pipes do sweetly play, and the troops do march away, and it's here I cannot stay, my bonnie lassie-o. Dancing days have been, for your dancing days have been, my bonnie lassie-o. Are the shearings not for you, my bonnie lassie-o? Are the shearings not for you, my bonnie lassie-o? Are the shearings not for you? For your back it would not bow, and your belly's off, oh, my bonnie lassie-o.
Then a youthful box, which now hath grace your houses to renew. garden to the crisp and yew. When a yew is out, then birch comes in under many flowers beside. Both are the fresh and the fragrant kin to honour Whitsuntide. Green rushes then with sweetest vents and cooler oaken boughs come in with comely ornaments to re-adorn the house. Thus times do shift, thus times do shift, each thing his turn does hold. New things succeed as former things grow old.
Good evening. That was John Roberts, Tony Barron, Fred Brunig, and Steve Woodruff with Candlemas Eve, a poem by Herrick. And that's from their CD To Welcome in the Spring. Before that, we heard Yorkston, Thorn, and Conn with The Shearing's Not For You from Navarasa. Prior to that was Levant de Nore with Le Maire of Echafaud from their album Territories out on Borealis Records. And we're playing them because they are appearing in concert also at the end of February at the Museum of Fine Arts, so you can get to hear them. Sadly, Nettlebone isn't coming here. We heard The World Turned Upside Down from Revel and Rhyme, and then a little bit of a problem with a Green Man, and we're going to hold off on that and hope that our new CD players will fix that. But no guarantees. However, this, as I promised, is kind of a mashup of Celtic Dusk and Between the Worlds. Between the Worlds is the best of Earth Religions Radio. And today is January the 28th. Definitely a good time for hunting if you've got the license. January the 29th, be careful when you cut your fingernails. If you cut them on a Monday, cut them for health. If you cut them on a Tuesday, cut them for wealth. If you cut them on a Wednesday, cut them for news. Cut them on Thursday, a pair of new shoes. Never cut them on a Friday, because that is for sorrow. Cut them on a Saturday, see your true love tomorrow. But cut them on a Sunday, your safety seek. For old Nick'll have you the rest of the week. Yes, you know where that rhyme comes from, right? White specks on the nail presage good fortune, blue specks ill luck. White specks on the thumbnail foreshadow honors to come. Specks on the forefinger nail foretell riches. January the 30th, from the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley, tells us that on this day in 1649, King Charles I was executed at Whitehall. And Andrew Marvel noted nothing, he did nothing common or mean upon that memorable scene, but with his keener eye the axe's edge did try. And this is Andrew Marvel, an Horatian ode upon Cromwell's return in 1650. January the 31st, protect your lambs against cold and predators, and cook a wild fowl. It's also a lovely time to make some venison stew, since we are expecting a snowstorm. Now, what about that Candlemas Eve? Well, February is the month of purification. Name from Februa, the great Roman feast of purification. In Gaelic, it's known as Forlach, the month of ravaging wolves. And in Anglo-Saxon, it was Solmenoth, the month of cakes now offered to the gods. February 1st was St. Bride's Day, Imhotep, the Celtic feast of spring's awakening. St. Bridget, or Bride of Kildare, is said to have helped the Virgin give birth to Jesus, whence she is the protector of pregnant women and midwives, and to have kept Mary's cows, whence her title of Christ's milkmaid. The saint's pagan namesake and predecessor, the Celtic goddess Bridget, was also associated with fertility, childbirth, and cattle. On her feast day, which is also the spring festival of Imhotep, Highland girls made the last sheaf of the previous harvest into images of her, which were laid in a decorated cradle called Bride's Bed. And a rhyme from the Carmina Gadelica has it that this is the day of breed. The queen will come from the mound. This is the day of breed. The serpent will come from the hole. On this mystic day, adders were believed to abandon their winter lairs, and the oyster catcher birds, called the Gaelic Gillibreid, or the servants of breed, made their appearance, bringing spring with them. Now, what about that Candlemas Eve? Well, February the 1st is actually Candlemas Eve. By the way, Imhotep means in the belly. February the 2nd, Candlemas, St. Mary's Feast of the Candles, officially the Feast of the Purification and the Presentation of a Christ in the Temple. This is when the days are definitely seen to lengthen. Lights and candles are blessed in churches, and candlelit services and processions are held. In Candlemas Day, plant beans in the clay, put candles and candlesticks all away. By this season, it's grown light enough to do most inside work without Candlemas. If Candlemas Day brings snow and rain, winter is gone and won't come again. If Candlemas Day be clear and bright, winter will have another flight. You're thinking this sounds awfully suspicious. Why, yes, it's Groundhog Day. What will Punxsutawney Phil see? Well, you'll just have to wait for the official presentation from his barrow. Fine weather today is to be feared, since it shows that the worst of winter is still to come. A good farmer should have, on Candlemas Day, half his turnips and half his hay. And February the 3rd is St. Blaise's Day, or Blaise Day. He was traditionally a bishop in Armenia, who on his way to execution miraculously cured a boy who had a fishbone lodged in his throat. He is therefore invoked against all throat ailments. And on this day, some churches hold ceremonies of blessing the throats when hallowed candles are tied into the shape of a cross and touched against the throats of sufferers. So now you know how to spend your weekend. Well, give a thought to our friends in Australia who are still suffering mightily from bushfires. And as they mentioned, there are literally millions of animals that were killed in the forests along the coast of New South Wales, and no one is sure what the long-term damage to the land will bring. And as I saw, there was a rather tumultuous earthquake that occurred between Cuba and Jamaica, category 7 on the Richter scale. And for those of you keeping track, you'll know that Puerto Rico still has not recovered from their tropical storm and then got hit with an earthquake. So, yes, someone is not happy. You might say it's Mother Nature. For our last music here, this is called The Lost Words, crafted from spell songs by Robert McFarlane, and Jackie Morris illustrated it. And the impetus for this was the same year that Robert McFarlane saw the Pete Glossary, a new edition of the Oxford Junior Dictionary, was published. A sharp-eyed reader noticed that there had been a culling of words concerning nature. Under pressure, OUP revealed a list of the entries it no longer felt to be relevant to a modern-day childhood. The deletions included acorn, adder, ash, beech, bluebell, buttercup, catkin, conker, cowslip, cygnet, dandelion, fern, hazel, heather, heron, ivy, kingfisher, lark, mistletoe, nectar, newt, otter, pasture, and willow. The words introduced to the new edition included attachment, block graph, blog, broadband, bullet point, celebrity, chat room, committee, cut and paste, MP3 player, and voicemail. Yes, what a rich heritage we are leaving our children. So, herewith are some spell songs for you.
You me to the heartwood cutter, would you lay me low beneath your feet? Listen to my sad mutter, hear my heartwood beat. Would you throw me on the log pile cutter, would you toss me to the steel saw blade? Listen to my leaves flutter, hear my heartwood break. back against me, cutter? Would you rest your axe a while and sleep? Listen to the song I utter. Hear my heart would weep. Hear my heart would. Heart would. Hear my heart would. I drink the rain, I eat the sun, I give the breath that fills your lungs, I hear the roaring engines thrum, but I cannot run. Would you hew me to the heartwood cutter? Would you lay me low beneath your feet? Listen to my sad mutter. Hear my heart would beat. Hear my heart would. Heart would. Hear my heart would.
We will never, never lose our way to the well. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again, like the grasses through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again, like the grasses,
like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never,
we will never,
never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses,
like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never,
never lose our way to the well of a memory
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again.
Like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power
a living flame, it will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the where of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsty,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never,
we will never,
never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again.
Like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again.
to the well.
I do think there's somebody coming in at 6 o'clock. That was Lunacy with Way to the Well from Hand of Desire. Is only a tape, and sadly, at least one of the folks has died since making that. So hard to say if there will ever be Spotify or something else. We'll be going out of here with the blessing and descent of the goddess Bridget.
Bridget, daughter of the doctor, daughter of Dougal the Brown, son of U, son of Art, son of Con, son of Creara, son of Cabra.